Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. A father and his two sons are among seven men charged with the attempted murder of a senior PSNI officer, John Caldwell, earlier this year. Detective Chief Inspector Caldwell was shot several times in the car park of a sports complex in Oma in County Tyrone in February. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, was in Dungannon Magistrates Court this morning. So what happened this morning in court, Vincent?
Well, Brian, quite a lengthy session in court this morning because of the number of defendants. In this case, seven men accused, and they appeared in a number of batches. Now, the men aged from 28 to 72, all charged with attempted murder. Some were charged with other offences. As you say, they include a father and two sons. Now, two of the men, 38-year-old Brian Caron from Claremont Drive in Coal Island, and 45-year-old Gavin Coyle from Killybrack Mews in Oma, they're charged with attempted murder and membership of the IRA. Now, then we come to the father and two sons, and these men are people who would have come from what is described traditionally here as a Protestant background, and that's caused a huge amount of interest and some confusion in this case. There are 72-year-old James Ivor McLean and his 29-year-old son Robert McLean, both from Duverney Park in Oma. They've been charged with attempted murder. Another of his sons, 33-year-old Matthew McLean from Glenview Park in Oma, has been charged with attempted murder and other offences. Two other men have faced the same charges as him. They are 28-year-old Jonathan McGinty from St Julian's Downs in Oma and 47-year-old Alan McFarlane from Duverney Park in Oma. Now, the PSNI Detective Chief Inspector told the court that he connect all of the accused to the charges. He outlined links between a number of vehicles used before, during and after the gun attack. He told the court that evidence includes forensics, CCTV footage and witness statements. But there were challenges, Brian, to the officer from solicitors acting for a number of the accused. A solicitor for Brian Caron, one of those accused of attempted murder and membership of the IRA, put it to the officer that there was no real forensic evidence or CCTV footage to link his client to the charges. The officer insisted that he can't link him. A solicitor for Gavin Coyle, also charged with attempted murder and membership of the IRA, also questioned what he called an absolute lack of evidence against his client. He accused the police of viciously asserting something that cannot be sustained. Now, again, not surprisingly, the police officer denied that was the case and insisted he could connect him. And then a solicitor for Jonathan McGinty asked the officer if he was aware that someone from the British Security Service, MI5, had attempted to make contact with his client in a police station in Belfast city centre last night. The police officer said he was not aware of any such approach.
So what, Vincent, happens next in this case?
Well, there were bail applications for a number of the defendants today, all of which were rejected, and all seven were remanded in custody to appear in court in Oma by video link again on the 27th of June.
Vincent Kearney at Dungannon Magistrates Court, thank you very much for that.